There are a couple other joys that I failed to share with Homer before we started, and I just wanted to share with you. It reminded me and others that when Debbie lifted up her son, that also we have someone else who has graduated, and that is Sienna. She's received her associate's in nursing, and so we are really excited for her and what she has done, and I believe she has two more years, right, before she's an RN? One more year before she's an RN. So, yes. Praise God. The second thing is, in the first service, we had two ladies accept Jesus Christ and were baptized. And that is just another example of how God is blessing this church and blessing people through this church. And so their names are Cece Robinson and Tammy Sage. And so when you see their picture up in a few weeks, take a look at that and then greet them the next time you see them. So, and finally, Amanda Campbell and Stan Adler got married. And that's where these arrangements came from. And they wanted to leave them here for us today. So next time you see Amanda Adler, congratulate her, okay, if you weren't here last night. So anyway, we
Pastor,
are... Yes?
I'd like to mention one thing more. Our bell choir kind of went public over at the community building at the benefit for Habitat for Humanity.
Awesome.
And the bell choir was, as far as I know, it's the first time they've operated outside the church, that is, outside this structure, and they were well received. So I think they deserve a hand of applause.
Absolutely. I have to admit, I think they get better every time I hear them. You guys are just amazing. Thank you very much. All right, our scripture for today is taken from Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 36. If you would turn in the Pew Bible or in your Bible that you brought along with you to Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors, one who owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now which of them will owe him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Something I haven't done in a while, and I invite you to get out a pencil or a pen and the sermon notes and follow along this morning. You know, as I was thinking about this scripture today, a thought came to mind. And this is the thought. For the most part, I don't have any problem with believing in God. I think most people truly believe in God. You read the statistics, a large percentage of those of us in the United States believe in God.